It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Amber May Show. I am, of course, Amber May. Welcome to the program. I'm so glad you're here with us. If you're new to the show, always jump on the website, theambermayshow.com. That's theambermayshow.com, M-A-Y. Or you can also visit me at infoonoils.com. And why I mention that, right now a lot of people are getting sick, and I keep having people come up to me and ask me, what can they use? They've been hearing about my oils, and now they're sick, so now they want to have them. Fine, that's wonderful, because the oils will just help your body feel better. It's all those natural things that God planted on the earth that will kill all those viruses and germs, you know, to help make your body more healthy. And I totally recommend four oils for sure. And that's Thieves. It's a blend. Lemon essential oils, tea tree or Melaleuca, and oregano. And what I tell people is, you can put all four of those in a veggie capsule, and I put about 3 drops of each, and then I fill it up the rest with olive oil, and then you can just take it that way. Or if you don't have a veggie capsule and don't know where to get them, which you can get them from Young Living or most health food stores have them, you can put it at the base of your toes, you know, in the middle part of the base of your toes. And that's like the sinus vital flex points for your body. And so you can't necessarily put oils on your sinuses. So that's the next best thing. You can put oils there throughout the day. Also, you can diffuse Thieves. And if you have a sore throat, 1 drop of Thieves in a glass of water and you drink that, it tastes terrible. But you know, with anything, any kind of medicine, if it tastes good, then it's going to work for you. Tastes terrible. It kills all that bacteria, all those viruses in the back of your throat, and it just helps your throat feel better, and it soothes it, numbs your throat. It's wonderful. It tastes terrible, but it does numb it. You're at first you're like, what the heck am I doing? Why did I do this? And then you're like, oh, feels pretty good. So visit my website, infoonoils.com, infoonoils.com. So at my church, we've been talking about God's provision and will God provide. And then at women's retreat, we kind of talked about manna. And manna is a bread from heaven. It was what God gave the Israelites when they wandered the desert. And he provided nourishment for them in the form of this bread. And manna literally means, what is it? Because no one's ever seen it before or since that time. And sometimes I wish when he's preaching, my pastor, I just want to jump up and start preaching with him, because it's so empowering and it's so refreshing, and it just feeds the soul. And it feeds the soul because it's God inspired. All these sermons he sits down and writes are God inspired, and God love him for it. I feel like he has a good ear to heaven's door, and he really listens when God speaks to him. And all I wanted to do is tell him the analogy of a parent to a child relationship. That's the simplest form I can tell you about how God will provide. And then I wanted to say, God's not going to provide more than just that, those needs for that day. And I think he does that so we become dependent on him. Because if he takes care of the needs for today and the rest of the month, then we forget about him. We put him to the side. Oh, we don't need God. And so we just forget about it. And God knows that. So if we just focus on the needs that we have today, then God's always at the forefront of our thoughts. Because that's all God wants. He wants a relationship with his children. Don't you want a relationship with your kids? Of course you do. It's natural. When you have children, it's just natural to want to have a relationship with them. And if you look in the story of the Israelites, when they were wandering the desert, God said, only take enough provision for today. That's it. And what did they do? They took a lot more provision than just that day. And then maggots got to it and started eating it up, and it became no good. When every morning that manna was waiting for them with the morning dew, God provided for them every day. It's interesting. Humans... really have a hard concept with trusting God, probably because we can't see him, you know, we can't physically touch him. And, you know, some people, sometimes you can audibly hear him, but most of the time, for me, it's like this conversation I start having in my mind, like these thoughts that come into my mind that all of a sudden weren't there before, and I'm like, oh, and I know they are divine in nature because of what those thoughts are. And then we go back and forth and have this dialogue. Sometimes it's a dialogue. Sometimes it's just me shutting up and listening. And then you think about the Lord's Prayer. Give us today our daily bread. So take care of us today for the needs that we have for today. Because tomorrow, Christ says, has enough worries of itself, right? He even was teaching that to his disciples. He's like, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries of its own. Just think about today. Just worry about today. I got you tomorrow. And it's funny because when you're a little kid, you don't think about where your meal's going to come from. You don't think about where your clothes are going to come from. You really don't. It doesn't even cross your mind. You just know it's going to be there. And if we can only have that innocence again, that of our little children that we have, or when you were a little child, you can remember back to not worrying about bills, not worrying about food, not worrying about house, not worrying about clothes, not worrying about these things. It wasn't even a thought in your mind. Maybe your parents were really struggling, but you didn't know. They somehow pulled it together and scraped up enough to get you by for that day, right? It's the same concept. God wants to take care of you, and he wants you to trust in him that he has you. And he has your tomorrow, and he has your the day after that, and the day after that, because he knows everything. And there's no way he's going to let you flounder and fall, because he loves you so much. Now, if you reject him, say, oh, I got this, God, I don't need you, then okay, he's going to sit back, he's going to chill, and he's going to let you do your thing until you're ready to come back to him so he can take care of you. That's the whole thing about God. It's totally a parent-child relationship, completely. When you understand how it feels to be a parent and you understand the perception of being a child, it's exactly like that. And just like teenagers bump heads with their parents, well, don't we do that with God too? I mean, let's be real about things. I mean, are we really that simple as a toddler to say, okay, God, I think sometimes we get in messes we get in because we're like, oh, I got this, God, I don't need you. Maybe we don't realize it's coming through that way. But again, God's like, okay, you say you got this, then Jesus and I will just chill over here and we'll just watch the calamity. You know, it's just, you have to be real about things and you have to have this real relationship and this real understanding. And you know what the truth is, what makes religion different than how God feels about us? Well, religion is simply just us trying to do enough good things so God will accept us. So religion says God will love us if we change, but the Bible says God's love changes us. It's not boiling down to what can we do to please him and what can we do to make ourselves perfect and holy and what kinds of penance do I have to pay? It's not about that. It's about just letting God love on you. Just let God love on you. Sometimes it's hard to let people in and to be loved on. Sometimes people don't feel like they're lovable. But that's the beauty of God. Just let God love you. And this beauty that's within you that you might not have known that was there will start shining through. It's incredible. It's really incredible. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there today that, you know, people are worrying right now about their bills, especially with the holidays coming around. Maybe you've got laid off and stuff. But let me just tell you, cast your cares on Jesus because Christ cares for you. Cast all your cares on Jesus because Christ cares for you. I don't know of any other God that died for all of mankind. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. I don't know of any other God in any other religion that did that for his people. Christ says, hey, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Just give me all your cares and I will handle this. And it took a long time for me to get to a place where I'm like not so freaking out anymore. And I have my days. But I've come so far in the journey with being a mom and knowing I would do anything and everything for my kid. I'm not going to let my kid starve. I'm not going to let my kid be naked. I will do whatever it takes to provide for my child, for all the needs that my child has. And I'll tell you, Philip and I have experienced miracles. I think there are many miracles. All of a sudden, money that wasn't there is there now. Whether it's extra work that I get, or maybe he had overtime that was unexpected, or a refund from overpaying a bill you didn't know was coming. I mean, sometimes people just want to bless you. Sometimes people just say, here, take this. I want to bless you. It's awesome. Don't be afraid to take the blessings when you can, because you don't want to rob someone of a blessing. Let people bless you. It's okay. It makes them feel good about themselves. And when you help somebody, you feel so wonderful on the inside. So don't rob someone of the blessing. But you never know. Maybe a bill you owed, maybe the people on the other end will work with you. And who knows? What if they made a mistake? And you calling and talking to them, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. You were overbilled for that. I mean, you never know how your provision's going to come in. And for me and Philip, a lot of times it's, all of a sudden, all this extra work appeared out of nowhere that wasn't on the horizon 2 days prior. It's awesome. And then suddenly all the money that we needed was there when it should have been. You know, in my experience, God never comes really early. He usually comes right when I need him to. And we get everything taken care of. It's really fascinating how that works out. So I just want to be an encouragement for you that whatever you're going through, whether you're stressed out on how am I going to pay this week's bills, how am I going to put food on the table, and where's the Christmas money going to come from? God has it. God has it all in control. And every time you start freaking out, this is what I used to do in the beginning. I should just pray all the time and tell him at that moment, God, I'm freaking out right now. I know that I need the money, and I'm trusting that you're going to come through for me. And I would just say those things over and over and over until my heart was calm. And so I felt peace. And then, you know what? I would look back and be like, wow, that's incredible. That is incredible that this month everything got paid when I wasn't sure it would. You know, so we get these car registrations that, okay, we have enough money for our daily budget. And then, boom, car registration comes. Or boom, your tire went flat, or boom, your battery's out, or whatever those booms are that hit you in life, and you're like, oh man, now how's this going to work out? It's just called asking God to take care of it. Cast your cares on Jesus because Christ cares for you. I want you to keep remembering that. And Jesus said, why are you worrying about what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear when your Heavenly Father knows that you have these needs? Look at the birds of the air. They don't worry about where their next meal is going to come from and where they shall live. Yet God takes care of them. Look at the lilies of the field. God trusts them more beautiful than the splendor of King Solomon himself. And if God cares about the birds and the flowers, don't you think he cares more about you? He said, leave tomorrow's worries for tomorrow because it has enough problems of its own. Just focus on today. Give us this day our daily bread. Isn't that what Jesus taught us to pray? Lord, take care of my needs today, because I know you will come through for me. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're my provider, Lord. And be the provider for all these radio listeners that are here today listening. Be their hero. Be their provider. Be their Abba Father. Be the Father that I know you are. Let them feel that in their heart that you are their Father too, and that you love them more than anything else on this earth, and that Bible is just one big love letter from you to them. Open their eyes so that they can see the true parent that you are to them, that you literally are their Father and they are your children, and that your heart is that of a father's heart, very loving, tender, and caring, and very protective of your children. Read Psalms 91, and it will show the protective side of God for his loved ones. It's beautiful. Read Psalms 91. I dare you. I double dog dare you. Well, that's what I had for you today. Remember, always visit me on the web at AmberMayShow.com. TheAmberMayShow.com. You can also find me at InfoOnOils.com. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually, number two will look out for you.